It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
And good evening and welcome, everyone, as homecoming week continues here at Pierce, and it's volleyball tonight. It's the Pierce Pioneers and the Crosby Ironton Rangers. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Teams being introduced to a big crowd, biggest crowd of the year, biggest crowd in many years for volleyball action here tonight. They had a big youth volleyball event between the JV and varsity match, so that's why we're starting a little bit later tonight. As the teams have warmed up, we've had the anthem and the lineups being introduced here at Pierce Hilly High School. For the Pioneers, they lost here on Tuesday night to fall to 6-10, losing in 3 to Kimball. That was a conference match. This is a non-conference match here tonight with Crosby Ironton. Crosby Ironton out of the Mid-State Conference. They come in 9-7, defeating Pillager in their last outing. They're coached by Brad Hollenhorst, and Lisa Klein is the coach of the Pioneers. It is Spirit Week, and Spirit is in abundance here tonight. A raucous crowd has gathered here at Pierce at the MAC for tonight's Pierce Crosby Ironton volleyball match. Will get underway in just a little bit. C squad, should say the JV tonight, goes to Pierce. They only played 2 tonight. Normally they play 3 games, but with the youth volleyball event, they shortened it to a 2 game, and Pierce won both by scores of 25-15, 25-23. The Rangers in maroon jerseys, black shorts with a white stripe across the front of the jersey, black numerals, trimmed in white. Pioneers are sporting the red jerseys tonight with black shorts, as the libero, Jordan Jansen, will wear all black. The libero for the Rangers goes with the gray jersey. So, first serve coming up, Rangers and Pioneers on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Steve, owner at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls. By now, you probably know that we are your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, but I want you to know we are so much more. We offer an array of services, including Dish Network sales and service. We have a full line of LG TVs that we not only sell, but we also deliver and set up. We can set up your whole home with an audio system, and we also offer monitored security. If you haven't shopped us in a while, I'm inviting you to stop in and check out all that we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Pierce Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, Brianna Hopkins has just delivered the first serve, and we are underway. And the first kill attempt by Crosby Ironton's Kylie Munson. And the Pioneers will hit the return shot into the net, and the Rangers are on the board 1-0. They're serving right to left here in Pierce tonight. And the serve goes back to Claire Reardon, up for Hopkins. Here comes Furman. Leah got it over to the libero, Sam Gutzman. Now from the near side, there's a block by Schmea off a Caitlin Johnson near side attack, and it's 1-1. And now we'll see Jade Porter come in, replacing Hannah Call, Leah Furman, Cassie Schmea, Brianna Hopkins, Claire Reardon, and at the line to serve, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Here comes the Rangers. Back set. Tipped down by Schmea, but they'll get it back across. Will Crosby Ironton. Hopkins now wants Porter from the far side. Good dig in the back row to the net. Porter with a tip. Again played, but out by the Rangers this time. That was Kylie Munson. 2-1 for the Pioneers here. Just getting started in game one. Spirit Week, and today was Color Wars Day, so each class wearing a specific color. The seniors are in red, juniors in green, so it's quite colorful in the gym tonight. Here comes Porter again, knocks it across, short and in! Jade Porter took something off and dropped it right in front of the back row. Cyan Hale made a diving effort, the senior in the middle back, and it's 3-1. Service for Stuckmeyer again. Played in the back row by Johnson. Now tipped across to Schmea. Up front, Hopkins wants Furman on the near side, and that's a winner. Leah Furman has given Piers a 4-1 lead. And Stuckmeyer to serve once more. Kelsey sent it to middle back, played there. At the net, Johnson across. Nice dig in the back row by a diving Stuckmeyer. Now Porter passes it over the net. Up front, here comes a middle hit for the Rangers. Blocked. Pioneers will have one more hit. It's from Reardon. Sends it deep and in. The libero Gutzman let it go, and it cost her a point. Reardon gets the point, and it's 5-1. Coach Klein up. Loud and boisterous here tonight. Good to see. Gutzman can't handle the serve, and that's an ace for Reardon, and it's a 6-1 lead for the Pioneers. And the serve now coming. Back row up to the middle. At the net, Schmea! Schmea dumps it home again. Oh, they're going to say Schmea into the net. Wipe out the point and send it over to the Rangers side. 6-2. Now they'll serve. Down 4. Service is a good one. Played to Stuckmeyer. Here comes Hopkins passing over. Reardon sends it long. 6-3. Back-to-back points for CI as Kylie Munson at the service line for the Rangers. Munson gets the whistle and sends it wide. 7-3 on the service error. Side out serve to Cassie Schmea. And here comes Casey Brashovsky for the first time. Brashovsky joins Porter and Furman up front with Hopkins in the back row along with Stuckmeyer and Schmea. The libero Gutzman plays it up to the net. Here's a kill up top, blocked by Porter. Jade Porter makes it an 8-3 Pioneer lead. Timeout for Coach Hollenhorst and the Rangers. A good start for Piers, 8-3 in game one.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Chris Gammon. Next week is homecoming week. The slogan is, our blood, our sweat, Rockford tears. Congratulations to our homecoming king and queen candidates, Taylor Stumpf, Jennifer Brill, Nicole Schaefer, Cassie Vernick, Katie Funk, Noah Bozer, Johnny Casper, Teddy Daler, Nick Harold, and Brent Dorn. Coronation will be at 2:45 in the MAC on Monday, September 28th. We host Kimmel on Tuesday, September 29th, and Crosby Ironton in volleyball on Thursday, October 1st. Tennis has a home match October 1st versus Long Prairie, and we host Rockford in football on Friday, October 2nd. We appreciate everyone's continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities.
Chris Gammon giving us the lowdown on homecoming week here as the serve into the middle, played to Schmea. Up front, Hopkins. She wants Furman for a hit. Dug out front row, but it's a chase and into the crowd. Furman gets the winner off Cheyenne Loyland up front, and it's 9-3. And this is a nice service run for Cassie Schmea. 5'8 junior. Ready? And Cassie over the net. Played up to that. This is a free ball for Brashovsky. Knocked back by the Rangers. And to the near side, attack. Brashovsky block off Cyan Hale. And now it's played over by the Pioneers. Schmea again in the middle. Johnson with a tip right to Stuckmeyer. And now Casey Brashovsky lines up a hit attempt. Dug out by Gutzman in the back row. Johnson plays it over for the Rangers. Good volley going here. Porter winds up and hits a winner. Porter inside the back line. Good start tonight for Jade Porter. And the lead has grown to 10-3 Pioneers. Here is Schmea. Cassie takes her approach. That one is long. Side out to Crosby Ironton. Coach Hollenhorst makes a substitution. He brings Malia Voss into the front row. And the libero Gutzman over for Schmea. Hopkins now near side for Furman from the right post. Off of Gutzman in the back row. Another winner for Leah Furman. And Furman now will serve. That's three kills already for Leah Furman tonight. And the Pioneers lead Crosby Ironton 11-4 in game one. Furman, good serve, middle back. Up to the net, played to Loyland. Tipped across by Voss. Now it's Furman in the middle. Brashovsky to Gutzman. Good dig by the libero. Middle hit, and that's a big hit there. Best hit of the night for the Rangers, and that was delivered by Cyan Hale. 11-5. Piers by six with the Rangers serving. Stuckmeyer accepted in the back row up front. Near side, Porter with a tip. And nice play by CI. That was Kylie Munson from the back row. Stuckmeyer up to the net for Furman. That ball floated on her but got over. Now the Rangers won't get it over. That ball bounced on top of the net twice and then dropped to the Rangers side. And it's a 12-5 lead. And Hannah Call will replace Jade Porter. 12-5, Piers, and Call is up to serve. Hannah gets the whistle and delivers. Her serve is an ace. Couple of Rangers looked at each other and it dropped at their feet. In the right corner in the middle back spot, 13-5. Another serve coming for Hannah Call. And is a 5-5 junior, and Gutzman can't play that one an ace. Back-to-back service winners for Hannah Call, and it's a 14-5 lead. Call for her third serve in this time up. Middle back, good pass over. That was Hale, and they pass it over on a free ball. It'll give Piers a chance with Stuckmeyer's tip right down the line for a winner. Boy, the Pioneers are playing well tonight, 15-5 in game one. This is the Pioneer team we saw against Pequot Lakes a couple of weeks ago. Playing with a lot of energy and communication. Here's the Call serve, low and over the net. They come to play it, and this will be played from the back row by the Rangers, and coming up was Call to pass it back. Now CI will set something up, and knocked across by Jamie Nelson. Furman wants Stuckmeyer from the far side. Cross court to Nelson. Now to Gutzman. Back to Nelson. She hammers it way long, though. She wound up, and it's 16-5. Call again serving. Pioneers serving left to right here in Piers tonight. Here's the service. It's back to Gutzman, the libero. Coming up is Cyan Hale in the middle. That's wide. Rangers wanted a tip. They won't get it. That was Malia Voss that sent it wide and into the Piers adult section here. And it's 17-5. Another serve for Hannah. Call to Gutzman. Off now for Nelson in the middle. Pushed across. And this will give Piers Schmea for Furman. Now for Stuckmeyer. Got it across for the Rangers. And the lefty Voss got it over to the back rower. Furman passes to the net. Up goes Stuckmeyer elevating, knocks it over. Good dig, back row for CI. Voss with a tip, right there was Hopkins. Furman, and they're going to call her for a lift. Excellent volley on both sides there, and the Rangers earn the point and the side-out serve at 17-6. Cyan Hale, 5'8 senior. Plays it to Stuckmeyer, far back corner. Short set, Brashovsky, good dig up front, and the pass goes into the net from Gutzman, the libero. Didn't get enough air under it. And the Pioneers take an 18-6 lead. And now Reardon will replace Brashovsky, and Claire will serve. 18-6 Pioneers. Here's the Reardon serve. Pass up front. And Nelson delivers a winner right from the middle hitter spot. Jamie Nelson, 6'1 sophomore. And now back in comes Cheyenne Loyland, replacing the libero, Sam Gutzman. 18-7 with that point. And Malia Voss sends the left-handed serve to Reardon, near back. In the middle, no, it's Stuckmeyer off for Schmea. Schmea got it over, returned right back by the Rangers. Here's Furman from the near post, and that's dug out. Tipped across by Nelson, that's an excellent play. Little one-handed dump tip, and it's 18-8. Crossed the Pioneers up that time. They were expecting something with more velocity, and she just dropped it softly in the middle of the defense. Another serve for Malia Voss. Reardon. Up front, Furman pushes it across. Schmea delivers. Free ball at the net. Got over Cassie Schmea. She mistimed her jump a little bit, or maybe overestimated her jumping ability. At the apex of her jump, she was still a fingertip short, and it dropped right behind her. 18-9 now. Voss again to serve. Voss to call. Good pass up front will allow Furman to pick her poison. It's Hopkins with a tip and a good one. Bree Hopkins with a good decision. 19-9. Gutzman back into the back row now, replacing Malia Voss. The libero back in wearing the gray jersey with the black shorts. Played to Cyan Hale up to the net and knocked over by Loyland. Now it's in the middle. Schmea unwinds, and they're going to get into the net. Schmea. Side out will go to Crosby Ironton. And it is Jamie Nelson back to serve. 19-10, Pioneers. Nelson punches it back to Reardon. Up to the net. Hopkins over for Schmea. Nelson now. Free ball over by Caitlin Johnson. Pioneers at the net. Tipped down, and that's a winner by... Oh, they're going to say over the net. Coach Hollenhorst says, nah, I don't think so, but the tower official ruled, I believe it was Nelson that went over. So it's 20-10, Piers. And now Jade Porter re-enters the ball game up front, replacing Hannah Call, and it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. Kelsey delivers her serve back. And winding up off a tip, and that's a good hit by Caitlin Johnson from the left side hitter spot. Johnson delivers the point, and it's 20-11. Kylie Munson to serve. Tosses the ball and sends it to Reardon. Up front, Hopkins. Near side, Furman off of Ranger tip up front. They'll play it now. And there's a hit down the line and in by Cyan Hale. Right down the near line, and it's 20-12 now. Rangers within 8 here in game number 1 tonight. Best of 5. Services over to Stuckmeyer. Now up front in the middle to Hopkins for Porter. Porter got another corner shot. Jade Porter makes it 21-12, and here comes Brashovsky for Reardon. 3 kills for Jade Porter in limited time tonight, making the most of her opportunities up front. Here now is Schmea to serve. Cassie delivers. Back for Gutzman. Up front, Hale with a tip. Porter was ready. Now it's Stuckmeyer, and this will be a free pass over by Furman to Gutzman in the back row. And in the middle, knocked to the back by Hopkins. Now Furman with a tip across. Rangers setting it up in the middle for Caitlin Johnson. Tipped by Brashovsky. Got it. And the Pioneers are going to send it over from the back row to Gutzman. Now up front. Pioneers elevate to block, and it was Brashovsky that got a piece. Still alive on the play here. Now it's Stuckmeyer. Up for Hopkins. Now Furman delivers. Still going on this long volley here, and that's finally into the net by the Rangers, and the Pioneers get a long point there, 22-12. Service again for Cassie Schmea. Pioneers closing in on a game one win. It's to Gutzman. up to the net. And the serve are the receive blocked up front by the Pioneers. They play it to Porter, cuts it off of Hale, and it goes off her shoulder and out. Another point for Porter. And a timeout, Rangers. Coach Hollenhorst uses his second. Piers within 2 points of finishing off game one. We'll see if they can do it when we come back.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus: caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Piers 23, Crosby Ironton 12. We're late in game number one, as Cassie Schmale will serve, coming out of the Rangers' second and final timeout here of the game. And referees make sure everybody is ready, and here we go. 23-12, and it's a serve back to Gutzman. Her pass goes wide, and it's game point. Game point for the Pioneers, 24-12. One more to close out game one for the Pioneers. And Schmea starts her wind, and it's an ace to end it. An ace serve ends game one with the Pioneers winning 25-12, and they'll go for game two when we come back.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family, with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Back at the Mac and Piers, game one is in favor of Piers tonight over Crosby Ironton by a 25-12 score. Now the teams have finished their mid-game chats and back out onto the court. Pioneers are in the court to my right now. Rangers to my left, and the first serve will go to CI. And it'll start with Jamie Nelson at the top of the rotation. Referees out checking rotations, and then they'll blow the whistle and we'll begin game two. Pioneers have Schmea, Stuckmeyer, Hopkins, Reardon, Call, and Furman on the court. Kylie Munson, Caitlin Johnson, Cheyenne Loyland, Sam Gutzman, Jamie Nelson, and Malia Voss on the court for the Rangers. Here we go, game two from the Mac in Piers. Nelson to serve, the 6'1 sophomore. There's the whistle and the serve from Nelson to begin game two. Played to Reardon, free ball at the net. Johnson knocks it over, point Rangers. Reardon's pass sailed and Johnson knocked it home with the left hand. 1-0 CI. Another serve for Nelson. Played to Call this time. Up front, Furman for, well, whistle. Pioneers in the net. I believe Leah, her shoulder brushed into the net as she went to make the set. So it's 2-0 for CI. Nelson again directs her serve towards Hannah Call. And now it'll be the pass over and a tip and a winner for Bree Hopkins. Pioneer girls are playing right in front of their classmates, students now, the student section. And they're all up. Here's the Hopkins serve at 2-1 to Gutzman. Nelson across court. Big hit from the front and Pioneers in the net. Furman, 3-1. And now Cyan Hale back in for the Rangers up front. That was Kerrigan Lattery that checked out, not Voss. Lattery was on the court. Service for Kylie Munson. Diving dig by Reardon. Hit by Furman is blocked, but down by the Rangers. And that went off of Cheyenne Loyland up front. And now Jade Porter returns for Hannah Call. Rangers 3, Pioneers 2 early in game 2. And the serve from the Pioneers goes into the net. And it's a side out for CI at 4-2. They've got the lead here early in the game. Sam Gutzman, libero. Into the net. They give it right back. 4-3. And now Brzozowski will enter the game, replacing Claire Reardon. And it's Cassie Schmea to serve. Cassie, good serve, middle back. Tough chance here. Hale gets it over for Nelson, who passes it to the deep back. Now in the middle, Brzozowski kind of off balance. Free ball for the Pioneers. Furman knocked over by Johnson of CI. Now the Pioneers with a more conventional setup attack. Brzozowski delivers. Good dig by Gutzman in the back. Knocked up, blocked by the Pioneers. They'll play it to Furman. Passes across for Porter. Good dig. Rangers scrambling. They won't get it, and Porter gets another kill. Her fourth. And it ties it up at 4-4. And to serve Schmea again. Cassie Schmea, who served out game one with an ace, delivers this one to Kylie Munson. Here's Johnson off a backset, and that's a rocket by Caitlin Johnson. 5-4 Rangers. And their serve will go over now. This is Madison Lattery coming in. Lattery to serve, didn't play in game one. She's back to serve here in game two with a one-point lead for her team. And she gets an ace. Talk about contributing right off the bench. Lattery with an ace serve to make it 6-4. Another serve for Lattery. Same spot, but this time Stuckmeyer came up a half step and was ready for it. Furman sends a hit attack long to make it 7-4 CI. Rangers by 3 here in the second game. Another serve for Lattery. Short, but played there by Stuckmeyer. Porter winds up. Good dig, back row. Here comes a middle hit attack, and that's a big one. That is Jamie Nelson. 8-4 Rangers. Lattery, another serve. Here comes a right-hander to Stuckmeyer. Free ball for Nelson, and a 9-4 lead. 9-4, Crosby Ironton with their best stretch of action here. Scored 5 unanswered on the Pioneers. Here's Lattery again. A little more velocity on that to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins for Porter. Porter to Gutzman. Good dig. Lattery up front. Nelson knocks it down the line and another winner. 10-4 Rangers. And Lisa Klein stands up and says, let's talk it over. Timeout. Pioneers. Rangers up by 6. 10-4 in game 2.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Coach Lisa Klein uses her first timeout, and it is a 10-4 Ranger lead. Jordan Jansen checks in the back row, and the Pioneers will get a point off an attack from Leah Furman, and it's 10-5. Service for Furman. Now Hopkins is out, and Kylie Porter is in. Service to Gutzman, and that's an errant pass into the scorer's table. Point for Furman and the Pioneers. It's 10-5. Should be 10-6, I believe. There it is. Here's Furman running jump serve again. Sinker popped up to Gutzman. Back row. This will be free balled over. They're going to call a lift. 10-7 point for the Pioneers. Service up to the net. Lattery for Hale. Good dig by Furman. Now played by Porter and free balled over by Leah. Up to the net. Lattery pushes it across. Hale at the net. Now tip for Nelson. Passed over and knocked across by Michaela Stangle. And out. 10-8. Again, it's Furman to serve. To Gutzman, up to the net, Lattery, and Hale will race up, tip by Brzozowski. An ace for Casey Brzozowski, denying at the net. And now to serve, to tie, is Leah Furman. Free ball coming up to the net. This will be Brzozowski, nope. We had a whistle, and then everybody stopped, and they say the Rangers are ruled in the net. So it's 10-10. Twins are down 2-1 in the seventh at Cleveland, and almost a must-win game. A serve for Furman, and Pierce has taken the lead. 11-10. Furman on a 7-point serving streak. Here comes Leah's serve again. Good one to Gutzman. Up now comes Cyan Hale in the middle. Played over to Stuckmeyer. In the middle for Furman. Here's Porter swinging and blocked and off Porter. And that's a Ranger point there. Good play up front by Hale as Jade Porter gets turned away on her attack. Now Kerrigan Lattery is in. She'll serve, replacing Cyan Hale. 11-11 in game two. Piers won the opener, 25-12. Deep serve and too deep. Long for the side-out serve coming back to Piers, leading 12-11. And now call back in for Jade Porter. This is Hannah Call to serve. She's got Jordan Jantz and Leah Furman. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Casey Brzoski, and Kylie Porter at the net. Up front, they pass it over to Jansen in the back row. Furman in the middle for Brzoski, attacks the corner, and that's a point. Off Gutzman. 13-11 Pioneers. They were down 10-4 when Coach Klein took a timeout, and they've scored 9 out of the last 10 out of the timeout. Call again to Gutzman in the middle back. Up comes Nelson. Far side, knocked back to Call. Now in the middle, Furman wants Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer to Gutzman. And now Gutzman will free ball it over to Jansen, the Piers libero. Back set, here comes a hit from Porter. Kylie Porter makes it 14-11. That's Kylie Porter. In her second match back since missing about a week and a half with an ankle injury, the sophomore gets her first kill of the night. Here's another call serve to Gutzman. Up front, played over, and a big hit blocked up front by Brzoski, allowing the Pioneers. Now it'll be Stuckmeyer to get it over. And Gutzman, and they're going to say it went outside the antenna. So it's 14-12, the point going over to Crosby Ironton with the side-out serve. And the serve to Call up front, Furman. Near side, Stuckmeyer winds up and delivers. Big hit there, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. She saw that and delivered. And it's 15-12. Here comes Reardon back in. Also Schmea back in. Claire will serve as the libero Jansen and Brzoski take a seat on the Pioneer bench. 15-12 in game two. Reardon at the line to serve. Claire right to the back row, but it was going to be in played. Nelson hammered, but into the net. A block. That was Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 16-12. Service for Reardon again. Claire floats this one to Gutzman. Pass up front to Lattery. Tipped across where Call goes to Anita played. In the middle, Schmea. And that's going to be a winner for Cassie Schmea. Pioneers on a little bit of a roll here. 17-12. And Coach Hollenhorst says, let's try and stop momentum right now. Timeout Rangers. It's Pierce 17, Crosby Ironton 12 in game two.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Johnny Casper, member of the Pierce football team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud of and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. We would like to thank Select Therapy for offering their service to the Pierce students free of charge. Physical therapist Andrew Hedrich is doing a great job helping our athletes. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thank you to everyone who makes this Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
After the Crosby Ironton timeout, each team has used one of their two. It's Piers 17, Crosby Ironton 12. And the serve. Played to the middle back. Gutzman now passes it up front. Knocked to the back row where Call has it. Furman wants Porter. Blocked up front by the Rangers. It'll give them an opportunity for Nelson near side. Punches it over to Kylie Porter. Now Schmea makes an adjustment to play it over to Furman. Furman to Gutzman on the Ranger side. Nelson passes it to Furman. Now Porter sets. Stuckmeyer off a block and down. Kelsey Stuckmeyer with the winner, 18-12. Reardon again to serve. Plays it up. Free ball coming up. Stuckmeyer in the middle. Tipped across and a winner. That was Leah Furman with the heads-up play. Instead of a set, she went to dump and it dropped right in. Just a little dump set there by Furman to make it 19-12. And that serve a little bit shy of the net. Drops in for a side out. 19-13, and now Coach Hollenhorst will bring Caitlin Johnson in. And it'll be Jamie Nelson to serve. Nelson delivers to Reardon up top. Now, here's a hit coming and long. That was Stuckmeyer, just a little too much on it. Or Cassie, I believe. Now it was Schmea, not Stuckmeyer. 19-14. Here's Furman in the middle for call. She'll just get it over to get it over. But it's going to end up being a winner. Misplayed by Kerrigan Lattery in the back row. And now Brianna Hopkins will come in for Kylie Porter at 20-14. At the line to serve is Brianna Hopkins. Brianna sends it to Gutzman. Up Nelson. Johnson off of Hopkins. It deflects to the back line and out. Point for the Rangers, 20-15. Here comes Cyan Hale back into the Ranger lineup. She'll replace Kerrigan Lattery, one of the captains. And at the line is Kylie Munson. Munson, good serve to Reardon. Reardon plays it off near the students, and that's into the crowd. Good effort, though, by Hopkins to try and save the point. But she went sliding into the front row of the students, 20-16. A more competitive game here than game one when the Pioneers raced away to a 25-12 win. Serve again for Munson. For Stuckmeyer. Now Reardon passes it up front where Hopkins just pushes it across. Gutzman. Now Nelson off for Hale with a left-handed tip. It hit the antenna. That's a side out to Pierce, 21-16. Stuckmeyer to serve. Jade Porter back in, replacing Hannah Call. Stuckmeyer serve to Nelson at the net. Hale races up for Porter now. In the middle, Hopkins gives it back to Jade Porter. Gutzman in the back row for Nelson in the middle. Knocked over off a block and down. Point for Caitlin Johnson of Crosby Ironton. That's her seventh kill tonight. She's leading the team in that category. 21-17, and in to serve, Shauna Greeley makes her first appearance of the night. She'll drop back behind the line to serve. Greeley winds up, got it across to Stuckmeyer. Now it's Hopkins for Jade Porter, tip over to Schmea. They give it back to Jade, and Jade hits it into the net. And the Rangers move 1 point closer, 21-18. Another serve for Shauna Greeley. 5'8 senior. Greeley directs her serve towards the far left back where Stuckmeyer plays it up. Now Greeley just punches it across. Excuse me, that was Nelson. In the middle, Schmea delivers through the block. She drove it through two blockers up front. 22-18, Cassie Schmea. Here's Schmea, just over, and Hale can't handle it. 23-18. Schmea, who served out game one, and Coach Hollenhorst will use his last timeout. Pierce, 23. Crosby, Ironton, 18. Back with the finish of game two.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
We are back at the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers, where Cassie Schmea at the line to serve, coming out of the timeout. Piers 23, Crosby Ironton 18. We are late in game two. Pioneers are already up one game to none. Cassie Schmea. And here we go. Schmea delivers to Hale, to Nelson, and now Hale approaches, tips it across to Hopkins. Furman passes back. This will be a mid-range attack delivered by Stuckmeyer. Now Nelson in the middle, free ball, and down for Brzozowski. Casey Brzozowski makes it game point. 24-18. Pioneers look to take a two-game-to-none lead. She ended game one with an ace. Not this time. It's played up. Nelson tipped at the net. Off the Rangers, and the Pioneers win it 25-18. They are up two games to none on the Rangers, and the team switch sides for game three, and we'll bring that to you after this.
Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
When things aren't made well, you find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. So if having your devices run on a reliable network matters to you, head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Get the iPad Air 2 for no money down for qualified customers. It comes equipped with a 9.7-inch Retina display and up to 10 hours battery life. Stop by Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, located on the east side of Little Falls, and join the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Better matters.
New device payment activation required, subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
Piers leading Crosby Ironton 2-0. And we go to game three. Pioneers now in the court to my left, and they've got the first serve. And it's Brianna Hopkins. Hopkins, Call, Reardon, Stuckmeyer, Furman, and Schmea. Here's the receive, tipped and off of the Pioneers and out. 1-0 Rangers to start game three. Piers has 25-12, 25-18 wins. The service for Nelson. Stuckmeyer to Hopkins, now from the back row. It's Reardon passing it across. Up front comes Jamie Nelson for Johnson. Tip to the back row to Call. Hopkins wants Furman near side. Attack and down. Leah Furman playing well tonight. 2-1-1, and now Jade Porter in for Hannah Call. Stuckmeyer's turn to serve. Oh. Little bit of a delay is making sure the students don't get too involved in the match. Here's now Stuckmeyer serve at 1-1 up front. They want Johnson with a left-handed hit. Got it over to Porter. In the middle, Schmea delivers a big hammer. Cassie Schmea, boy, when she swings with a purpose. And it's 2-1. I mentioned Leah playing well. She leads the team tonight with 7 kills, and now the serve from Reardon into the net. 2-2, our score in game three. It's Kylie Munson to serve. Munson, one step approach, got it over. And now it's Hopkins, wants Porter far side. Jade with another point. Porter makes it 3-2. That is 6 kills for the freshman, Jade Porter. Brzozowski will enter the game for Reardon. Also, Kerrigan Lattery comes in for Kylie Munson. At the line to serve is Cassie Schmea. Plays it for Gutzman. Nelson plays it from the back row. Hale will pass to Schmea. Up front, Hopkins. In the middle, Brzozowski unwinds and down. Casey Brzozowski, good feed from Bree Hopkins, makes it 4-2. Any clicking sounds you hear on your computer, they are not, it's not your computer. It is media present here. It's almost like a Super Bowl Sunday, the media that has come out for tonight's volleyball match. Here's Gutzman to serve. Porter plays it in the middle. This is Brzozowski. Gutzman now, Pioneers Brzozowski. No, they say the Rangers in the net. They're going to get Cyan Hale in the net, so it's 5-3. Furman at the service line. Leah Furman, 5'7", junior. Not a senior on the roster for this Pioneer team. And now Hopkins will leave as Kylie Porter comes in. 7 juniors, 4 sophomores, and a freshman for the 12-member varsity roster for Coach Klein. Rangers play the serve over to Stuckmeyer. Now Furman in the middle. Brzozowski with a big hammer. And Casey Brzozowski makes it a 6-3 lead. Furman to serve, up 3 here in game 3. Trying to sweep the Rangers out of the gym tonight, and Furman will send it low and into the net. Couple of subs coming in now for Coach Hollenhorst. It will be Madison Lattery in, and Nikki Glomsky comes in for the first time. 6-4 now with the serve for Lattery. Lattery sends it to Jordan Jansen, who's in the lineup now. In the middle, Brzozowski, and she found an opening down the far sideline and drops it in. Rangers vacated the back line a little bit, and Brzozowski dropped it for a point. 7-4, now Call for Jade Porter. Jade and Kylie Porter. Jade's out. Kylie's in, along with Brzozowski, Stuckmeyer, Furman, Jansen, and Call. The 6 girls out on the court. Hannah's serve played to Nelson. Nelson gets it back. Cross court winner. No, excuse me. That's Cheyenne Loyland, number 10. Where's that? Out now comes Lattery. And we're also going to see Caitlin Gutzman in for the first time. She's going to go back to serve. She replaces Cyan Hale. 7-5, Pioneers, game three. Gutzman gets it back for call. Furman in the middle. Brzozowski. And that's another point for Casey Brzozowski, hammering it off of the libero, Gutzman in the back row. Shmaya and Reardon return. Brzozowski and Jansen will sit. 8-5, Pioneers. Serve to Gutzman up front. Now the Pioneers get set to block. And they can, as powering it through that time was Jamie Nelson, 6'1 sophomore. Into the lineup now comes Malia Voss, 5'5 senior. Pioneers 8, Rangers 6. And the service is low, barely made it to the net. 9-6, and now Brianna Hopkins will replace Kylie Porter. Bree Hopkins to serve at 9-6. We've got football for you tomorrow night as Rockford's in town to finish off homecoming week. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:40 pregame. Pioneers play it. Hopkins back for call from the 10-foot line. Got it over. Now up front. In the middle, Nelson pushes it to Hopkins. Back row pass. Furman races over to play it, and call passes it across the net. Ah, Nelson near side, winding up, and call digs out of the back row, and it goes out. 9-7, Rangers within two. Winner that time by Kylie Munson. Now Caitlin Johnson returns to the lineup up front for Coach Hollenhorst, and the serve to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins, far side for Furman with the left hand, played there by the Rangers. In the middle, big hit delivered by Loyland, but played by Piers with Furman. Near side, back row point. Leah Furman with another point. Her eighth kill of the night. And it's a 10-7 lead. Jade Porter replaces Hannah Call. Kelsey Stuckmeyer will serve. Kelsey, good serve. Good pass to the net by the Rangers. Nelson back sets, and the Pioneers were blocking there with Porter and Stuckmeyer. Now a cross played by Porter again off a block. Hopkins gives it back to Porter, and her hit is low and in the net. 10-7 as Hale will come up off the bench and enter the ball game on a substitute, replacing Cheyenne Loyland. Nope, that is Caitlin Gutzman going out. Black numbers on maroon jerseys, even in a volleyball match, you're not that far from the action, but they're tough to see. Big hit by Furman was played by the Rangers, and they'll get a good pass across and in. Good play by Caitlin Johnson. 10-9, and now serving to tie is Kylie Munson. Piers up 2-0. Reardon plays it up to the net for Hopkins. Back for Reardon. Free ball over. Munson now wants Nelson. Near side, Hale winds up. Blocked up front by Shmaya. Tipped across by the Rangers. Furman over for Porter from the left side. Tipped by CI. Nelson now for Hale. Near side. Blocked and off the Pioneers. Shmaya couldn't stop it. And the Rangers have tied up game three at 10-10. At the line now is Kylie Munson for a lead. To Porter. Porter plays it to the net for Hopkins in the middle. Shmaya off a block and down. Cassie Shmaya gets the side out serve back to the Pioneers with the 1-point lead, 11-10. And now Kerrigan Lattery will come in for the Rangers, replacing Kylie Munson, while Brzozowski replaces Reardon. Cassie Shmaya's serve coming. Back row, Nelson off the net. Nope, can't get it. The pass went too far for Nelson to make a play, and it's 12-10. Another serve coming for Cassie Shmaya. Cassie delivers her serve to the middle back. Good pass up to the net. Nelson Johnson unwinds, played by Hopkins off a block. Porter, far side, taps it across, but wide. 12-11. Rangers now will send Sam Gutzman back to serve to tie it up. Jordan Jansen in at the libero now, replacing Schmee in the back row. Stuckmeyer accepts the serve, gives it to Hopkins. Here comes Furman winding up, and another point for Leah. Furman with a kill, and it's 13-11. Leah now with 9 kills tonight, team best. Here's Leah's running jump serve. And in the winner, 14-11 on the ace from Furman. Pioneers have won the first two by 25-12 and 25-18 scores. And Leah, another good serve. Played off in front of the scores table. That should be, yeah, it is, outside the antenna. Came across the net, but outside the antenna in front of the scores table. And it's a 15-11 lead. And before the next serve, a timeout for the Rangers, Coach Hollenhorst. Pierce 15, Crosby, Ironton 11 in Game 3.
You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, back to action in Piers, and the Pioneers leading 15-12 right now. We are in game three. Brashovsky just hit one wide, and so the Rangers will get the serve, and they will bring Madison Lattery in to serve. Nikki Glomsky into the lineup in the front row. Here's Lattery's serve, down three to Jade Porter, and the Pioneers to Brashovsky. Now Jansen free balls it over. They stuck with it, and now here comes Nelson, too long. 16-12, right from the logo in the middle of the basketball court or volleyball court. And it's a four-point lead. Hannah Call in to serve now, the junior. Big dodgeball game tomorrow afternoon, part of the Pep Fest here. Here now, winding up, Nelson through the block. That's a point for CI's Jamie Nelson. Double block attempt there by the Pioneers. They couldn't deny the big 6'1 sophomore that time. Now Caitlin Gutzman will come in. So will Kylie Munson return to the lineup. Sitting down for the Rangers will be Cyan Hale and Kerrigan Lattery. 16-13 serve to Jordan Jansen. Now Hannah Call. This will be Stuckmeyer getting it over to Gutzman. Gutzman's pass up front. Nelson takes a crack at it and got it inside the back line. Jamie Nelson with back-to-back winners for CI to make it 16-14. Pierce has both timeouts left. CI, Coach Hollenhorst, one timeout left. Another serve for the Rangers to Jordan Jansen. The libero plays it to Call now. Stuckmeyer off a tip and down. Kelsey Stuckmeyer makes it 17-14. Kelsey with her fifth kill of the night. And Claire Reardon will serve. Claire is a 5'5 junior. Good server. Got it over. And now in the middle here comes Munson. She cuts it wide. Tried to go down the near side and pushed it. And it's an 18-14 lead. Reardon again at the line to serve for the Pioneers. Sinker is picked up by Munson in the middle. Nelson delivers off of the fingertips of Furman in the back row. 18-15 now. Glomsky now is being replaced in the lineup by Malia Voss. Voss is going to serve at 18-15, Piers by three. It's a must-win game now from here on out for the Rangers. They dropped the first two in Piers tonight. Lefty Voss sends it over to Stuckmeyer to the net. Tough chance there, yeah. The ball just carried, and it forced Furman into the net off the Stuckmeyer pass. So it's 18-16 now, CI down two. And good left-handed serve to Hannah Call. Furman, Al Stuckmeyer tipped it across, played there by the Rangers. And down the side and good from Kylie Munson. And it's a one-point game, 18-17. Pioneer girls, they got a real busy week next week. Three matches next week for the Pioneers. Monday here with Osakis, Tuesday at Long Prairie Gray Eagle, and Thursday at Holdingford. Here's Schmea, big hit and a point. Schmea right down the middle, and it's 19-17 now. Gutzman, the libero, back into the back row, and Cheyenne Loyland up front. Service for Brianna Hopkins. Now they want Loyland, and they collided, and nobody got to it. A lift actually is the call, but it was going to drop regardless. 20-17. So the Pioneers have a home match and then two short road trips to Long Prairie and Holdingford next week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for the volleyball team. Up front, Munson hits it into the net. 21-17 from the near side, and a timeout, final timeout for Crosby Ironton. Piers closing in on a sweep on Piers tonight. They're up 2-0 and 4 points from winning the match.
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
All right, Piers 21, Crosby Ironton 17. We're in game three. If Pioneers win this game, it's over. They'll have the three-game sweep. After tonight, next action for this Ranger team is next Tuesday at home. They'll welcome in Aiken. And then Friday, they're at home to Park Rapids. Here's the Brianna Hopkins serve at 21-17 up to the net. Nelson blocked up front by Stuckmeyer, played back to Nelson. Now it is sent to Reardon in the back row off a hit. Cross was Call up front in the middle. Loyland blocked. Stuckmeyer and Schmea there. 22-17. That was an attempt by Loyland. Hopkins ready to serve. Plays it to Nelson. That's going to go over to Stuckmeyer. She sends it right back to Gutzman. In the middle comes Nelson off a block and good. That was off of Kelsey Stuckmeyer and deflects into the crowd. 22-18. Service now for Jamie Nelson. Caitlin Johnson back into the front row, replaces Madison Lattery for the Rangers. Service to Schmea. Hopkins wants Furman, and Leah with another point. Big hit again from Leah Furman, makes it 23-18, and now Call will leave, and Jade Porter is in. And it's Stuckmeyer to serve. Kelsey to Gutzman. They got one more hit, and Johnson to Stuckmeyer. Played over there by Schmea. Now Reardon free balls it across. Rangers to the net where Porter tips. Loyland is there. Now it's Hopkins in the middle. Schmea winds up. Nelson hits it towards the net but not over, and the Pioneers have match point. 24-18, the Pioneers. At the line, Kelsey Stuckmeyer to Gutzman in the back. Nelson got it over, and it's going to go out, and the Pioneers have the sweep. 25-18 in game number three. Pierce sweeps the Rangers tonight. We'll be back. Begin the post-match show next.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-468.
When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more. Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
An energetic crowd tonight here at the Mac and Piers witnesses the Pioneer volleyball team sweep Crosby Ironton 3-0. Scores of 25-12, 25-18, and 25-18. As the Pioneers improve their record now to 7-10. And they've got a busy week coming up with 3 matches next week. They'll start Monday here against a very good Osakis team. Osakis just had their 35-match Prairie Conference win streak snapped Tuesday night against Browerville Eagle Valley. Then Long Prairie Gray Eagle will be the Pioneers' opponent on Tuesday. That'll be over in Long Prairie, and they'll close out the week Thursday when they have a conference match at Holding Ford. So although two road trips, about as short a road trips as the Pioneers have on their schedule, Tuesday at Long Prairie Gray Eagle and Thursday at Holding Ford. Of course, all three matches here on You Are There Sports. The Flyers are on the schedule coming up pretty soon, Monday, October 12th, here, Little Falls in town against Pierce. For the Rangers, their record falls to 9-8 on the season. And their next match is next Tuesday. They've got a pair of home matches coming up, Tuesday with Aiken and then Friday with Park Rapids area. So Pierce with a good effort tonight all around. They win in three over the Rangers of CI, 25-12, 25-18, 25-18. Coming up tomorrow night, we finish off homecoming week with the football game. Pierce and Rockford tomorrow night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Our pregame show on You Are There Sports will begin at 6:40 tomorrow night. Rockford comes in 4-2. Pierce 6-0. They are tied with Albany, ranked number 2 in the state in Class 3A. So again, 6:40 pregame, the 7 o'clock kickoff to wrap up homecoming week. And of course, the students have their dance tomorrow, and I think they're ready now. They were very energetic. That was fun to see tonight as the students supporting the volleyball team. There was youth volleyball in between the JV and varsity matches. So biggest crowd in not only this year but many years here to witness this sweep tonight for the Pioneers. So we'll see you tomorrow night outdoors for football action where the Pierce Pioneers and Rockford Rockets square off in week 7 here on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.